Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, joins us.
Courtesy of ROX, Rock's Eating in there.
Troy, what'd you think about the quarterback stuff today?
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot of what you saw, D-Mac. Probably I wasn't as excited about it just because of the context of the month. But Drew clearly won the day. He has not had a day like that when we've been able to view practice. He completed roughly 80% of his passes, and he looked sharp in the red zone. Whether the reads were easy or not, those aren't plays they make around here. So you still get credit for him. And Teddy didn't make those plays. He had to throw a couple balls away. But Teddy's still really accurate. He doesn't turn the ball over. So he did things we've seen from him. And it's just curious how it revealed today the differences in these quarterbacks, D-Mac. And you've talked about it. The upside of Drew Lock is greater. Can he take chances and take care of the ball? If he can, he would be the guy. But if he can't be consistent, you can see the coaches going, we know what we have in this guy, in Teddy. He's very consistent. We know what we're going to get game to game, and that has value in the league. Doesn't have a lot of watch value and must-see TV, but it certainly has value as you're trying to win NFL games.
Troy, of all the other practices that media has been at, it's pretty much been unanimous that Teddy has won almost all of them except for today. I'm curious if you've gotten any feel for behind the scenes, what's going on when media is not there. Have you gotten a vibe for which one of these quarterbacks has been playing better in the closed practices?
Not really, other than everyone I ask, it's that this is a true and honest competition. That if they wanted Drew to win the job, they would have said he's the starter and Teddy's here to back him up. And if Drew falters, he's the guy. I mean, they are seeing it as a competition. They're treating it that way. Teammates have been impressed with Drew Lock's offseason and his command. You know, the offense is better because he's in the same offense for the second straight year. But Teddy also privately, I talk to players, draws high marks because he's a veteran who calms the waters. You know, he's calmer than a lagoon. When he gets in the huddle, there's this feeling of we're fine. We're going to. So they both have strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, again, you could see either one winning the job. I think in Drew's case, he does. Yeah, and you said it perfectly, Tyler. He doesn't need a bunch of days like today, because if he tries to have days like today, he's probably going to throw interceptions eventually. He just has to be consistent. It's like a hitter. You're going to have a 3-for-4 day, but when you're having a bad day, is it 0-for-2 with a walk, not 0-for-4 with 3 punchies? And if Drew can avoid those peaks and valleys, he can win it because of his upside. But it's really, for me, going to come down to his ability to take care of the football. And today he had a good day.
Any other notes, any other observations that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, Melvin Gordon, I asked him about, you know, he looked different to me, leaner. And he said his weight's the same, but he definitely had more burst and more, let's just look, more bounce in his step than I saw at any time in training camp last year. Mm. He wants a fresh start. I've talked to Melvin at length about this in the past. He wants a fresh start with this, and he looks different because he cut his hair.
Yeah, he cut all his hair. It's funny. I'm reading this quote on Twitter on cutting his hair. I just needed some change. His dad told him, you'll lose the power of Flash if you cut your hair. He was ticked off.
Oh.
So his dad was not supporting him.
That's in the Bible, man. It's Samson. You don't cut your hair off. You don't want to do that.
Right, right. So he did look different for a lot of reasons, I guess. Huh, Troy?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've said. That the hair, you know, he did joke that his dad didn't want him to do it. But the hair, for me, is just symbolic of kind of his fresh start. He does look leaner. I mean, the guy's a workout fiend, so I was never worried, like, he's not going to be in shape.
Right.
Melvin Gordon loves working out. That's not the issue. He just looks leaner because his off season wasn't interrupted. He said to me today that I was, like, trying to sneak into gyms to get my workouts in. And this off season, he felt like he had a great off season. And this idea he's in competition, he's a clear leader over Javonte for now. Now, could it develop into something where, you know, Melvin ends up playing more on third and you give carries to Javonte? Maybe. But the one thing they have to do if they're going to maximize Melvin Gordon, and this might be his last year here, they got to throw him the football. Melvin Gordon is a really good receiver. He showed that again today a couple times. He's great on wheel routes.
Yeah.
He averaged 50 catches a year for 3 years prior to the last year when Denver just forgot how to throw to the running backs. So get him involved in the passing game, and I think you're going to see that. But I think you are going to see a little bit different Melvin Gordon. It feels like a fresh start for him in many ways.
Good stuff, Troy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
That's Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider.